listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434 today. And today is a football Friday. It's a Friday forecast day. We're going to bring that to you a little bit later in the show. Reg and I, Michael Regai, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura, we'll go through the five topics on our Friday forecast list. Got some good ones that we'll hit with you. Jim Donovan is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Always got to have Jim's thoughts on this football team. And we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Hiram in Cleveland, wants to talk with us. Hello, Hiram.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to comment on the Quentin Groves release. I think it stinks for a number of different reasons. First, I think you had a very, very strong, in 3-4 defense, you need four good pass rushers on the outside. And he was the fourth one. And there's nobody who I've even heard that I've heard of that's even remotely ready to be a pass rusher on Quentin Groves' level. Not that he's a great ball player, but we have seen him work pretty solidly last year in a rotational aspect. And I think I haven't seen anybody who was better or even remotely them bringing in somebody who can even challenge him. Secondly, he played well on special teams too. I don't think that's a thing that should be overlooked. And he was a veteran. I mean, he was a veteran on a young team that has some leadership and has some insight on how to do different things. This sounds to me, this is just my personal opinion, this sounds to me as I'm cutting a veteran to send a message, or one of those things where I want to give one of my guys, this is all about my guy or somebody that I like or a personal thing.
Okay. Hiram, fair points. It happens in this game. You're reciting what kind of tends to happen. A new coaching staff comes in, new personnel people take a look at things and have a different look and vision for what they believe. And the fact is, it's no crime to say, I'd rather go with my guy than someone else's guy, because everyone you inherit is someone else's guy. Doesn't also mean that you can't turn around and give Joe Hayden a whopping contract, the best and biggest contract right now for any corner in the league or right up there. You do that too when you recognize talent. So I wouldn't say it's unfair appraisal. You seem to think that there's more of the conspiracy angle on this, that they're just trying to do something other than make a sound football decision. My problem with that thought is there are some people like Darius Eubanks and others who have shown, and you draft a Chris Kirksey. You start looking at people who are meriting playing time, Michael, and
yes.
This was a guy who, what do you do with Quentin Groves? You can't keep a veteran player that level, that much experience, and just say he's a special teams guy. He's got to contribute at linebacker for you, and those opportunities, based on what this coaching staff is looking at right now with younger guys and guys that maybe better fit what they're doing, I think those are the ones we're going to see the action.
Yeah, and like Hiram, I was a big Quentin Groves guy as well last year, Vic. Now, the fact of the matter is, as we said, you know, the high ankle sprains got in the way, and you know, Vic, he only played 5 football games last year.
That's it.
5. Yeah. And which was certainly a disappointment to the front office that was here last year and the coaching staff as well, head coach, defensive side of the football. No, Quentin is a specialty guy, and he was a perfect fit for what Ray Horton wanted to do. The other thing, Vic, too, and we don't know this. This is something that, again, I'll throw it out there, but how do we not know that maybe a conversation Ray Farmer, Mike Patton was had with Quentin already? Because we respect you as a veteran and as a guy that we know you want to play and you want to be a guy that is able to get all kinds of reps in a defensive rotation. And maybe they said to him, that might not happen here, Quentin. Would you rather be cut loose now so that you can find a spot that's best for you? Vic, it's just obviously it's speculation, but as we know, now that goes on all the time, right? I think you alluded to that a little bit earlier.
There's no doubt that it does.
And so possibly, I don't know, but possibly that could have been the case with a veteran like Quentin Groves. He's on the back end of his career, you know, on the other side of 30 years of age, and again, did not play a lot of football last year, missed 11 football games.
He missed 11 games. He's a seventh-year player. You reach a point at a high attrition position. You reach a point physically where the downtime can start to increase, and you start to kind of take a look at this also from the medical standpoint or from the percentages standpoint, mm-hmm. and are you going to reach a point where if you decide that this guy's not going to be – he's not going to be a starter for you.
Right.
How regularly will he contribute for you, and does pushing him through – you know, these workouts and such or into training camp, is he going to come up with that injury again from that ankle? Is he susceptible to something that you worry about? And then you see more downtime than uptime, mm-hmm. and you're carrying this guy. And sometimes it's done preventatively. I like Quentin a lot. I'm a fan of his. He was a friend
too.
Of the show. We called him a friend of show, Nathan and I. And
certainly.
Loved the, you know, personality and everything else that he brought to the table, fun to converse with. I hope for his sake he gets that opportunity elsewhere, and my odds would suggest that it's going to be a Tennessee to take a look at him. But he's at a stage, and the salary cap, the business of the NFL squeezes guys like that out mm-hmm. if they're not contributing regularly. If they're not starters, if you're going into year 7 or 8 as a non-starter in this league, you're going to get cut from rosters. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's just
no, you're right.
The cap is set that way. The cap is designed to do just that, force you to make these kinds of moves. So if there's a little space and you can plug him in somewhere, but you're not, you know, he's not at a stage of his career where something's going to, quote, catch on for him.
Yeah.
Another topic I wanted to get into, it was interesting that that Bucky Brooks, who I know quite well from mm-hmm. NFL.com because we used to work together for many years. I covered him when he was a wide receiver in Buffalo and knew him as a scout in the NFL. So he's an analyst for NFL.com. He did his redrafting or analysis of the 2011 NFL draft. And I just wanted to bring this up because I thought that was an interesting one for the Browns as it pertains to the current roster. And this is what he came up with. He put letter grades on these drafts. For the Browns, he came up with a C+, Michael, and what he has...
For the 11 draft, a C+?
For the 11 draft, a C+, and he breaks it down accordingly. He says the Browns came away with a wealth of picks from a blockbuster trade with the Atlanta Falcons, but converting those selections into viable contributors proved to be challenging for the team, is what he says. Now, he calls the best pick Jordan Cameron. Duh.
Pro Bowler.
Awesome breakout season in 2013. I expect even more from him going forward. Worst pick, again, obvious one, Greg Little, mm-hmm. right? He was the 59th overall pick, second rounder, big miss there.
Never realized what was expected. Yep, that's correct.
Never came close, so now
nope.
He's out trying to find his way
yeah.
with the Oakland Raiders. The value pick, and I go along with this one, fifth round, 137th overall, Buster Skrine.
Yeah, no question about it, because you know he's become a viable starter on this football team. Let's also not forget Travis Benjamin, too.
You know,
right?
from this particular draft, that's not a Travis draft. Here's what you had the rest of that
Travis
draft.
Was 12. That's right.
Right. Phil
My
Taylor.
Fault. Yep. Jabal Sheard.
And Jabal Sheard.
Yes.
I think the fact that they got those two guys who are prominent, I believe, within the front seven, and I think Sheard is another guy who should see a pretty decent role within this scheme, made that conversion last year from mm-hmm. a defensive end to outside linebacker, seemed to make it well, provided he can stay healthy. He had a little knee issue at the early part of last year, but I think all in all has looked good in this in these OTAs. Phil Taylor looks to be like the kind of guy that they can have in the middle and anchor things.
Vic,
for them.
He's going to be he's going to be an all pro at some point.
I would.
Do you
think.
Agree with that?
I do. I hope. The only thing is he's transitioning to yet another scheme. But yes, I hope so. Because remember, this is three schemes for these guys.
Yes,
we can say
securely he's tracking to that level.
Yeah.
And we don't just mean that's our opinion. He's thought of in those in that kind of circle around the NFL.
No, I think he's held in high regard.
Yes.
Now, and then go through this list. Another guy who is still on this football team, still competing, is Jason Pinkston, who was
yes.
a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
So
right.
from this draft, Taylor, Sheard, Jordan Cameron, Pro Bowler, mm-hmm. Buster Skrine, and Jason Pinkston. I'm going to say that Bucky, as much as I respect him and like him, I think he's short-shrifted
the
Browns on this one.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think it's Bucky. At least a solid B.
Solid B, Bucky.
At least a solid B.
Vic and I are in lockstep with that. Absolutely
right?
Not. You got to remember, everybody's talking about, you know, first rounder's got to be. You've got a third rounder, right? A third rounder who was more noted as a football player, a basketball player.
Fourth rounder, early in his collegiate career.
In Jordan Cameron, who has risen in three football seasons to all-pro status.
Maybe it's a B plus because you have to look at it and say, these are, if you can list core contributors, these are core guys now at this stage of their careers, core contributors at multiple spots. And we'll see how it works out with Jason Pinkston. But substantially, I mean, those are all – that's how your team is built. When you look to your team 3 years later and can count on those players in key spots, that's what drafts are supposed to do for you. You don't get 100% of it. But, man, if you can get that many guys, wow.
Yeah.
The little miss where this is graded negatively.
That hurts.
All right, Jim Donovan is going to join us, the voice of the Browns. We're going to bring him along for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That is next. Vic Carucci, Michael Redguy, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.